Section 1. The Signs in the Heavens. Chapter 1. Signs in the Heavens. There will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. Luke chapter 21, verse 25, 27, and 28. As the jet plane gracefully circled over the majestic beauty of Puget Sound, I looked out of the window at the tall and perfectly shaped spruce trees that surrounded a series of glistening lakes. Along the shoreline stood elegant homes with boat ramps and fishing docks extending from beautifully manicured lawns. It was the American paradise that is the gorgeous state of Washington. The wheels of the jet touched down on the runway with their familiar screech, which is always music to my ears. Every safe landing is a great landing. The jet rolled to a stop. I unbuckled my seatbelt, climbed down the steps, and was refreshingly jolted by the cool breeze on my face. I knew then we were far from the sweltering Texas heat. I began to focus on the reason I was here and what I was to say to the thousands that were gathering for the statewide Night to Honor Israel rally that evening. 6 years earlier, on February 6, 2006, I had invited 400 of America's foremost evangelical leaders to join me at Cornerstone Church in San Antonio, Texas, to form a national organization called Christians United for Israel. The purpose of our organization is to bring Christians and Jews together in an atmosphere of mutual respect and brotherly love, in order to emphasize that what we have in common is far greater than the differences we have allowed to separate us over the centuries. If you are not currently a member of Christians United for Israel and desire to stand with Israel and the Jewish people, I strongly encourage you to join us today by going to cufi.org. King David said, "You will arise and have compassion on Zion, for it is time to show favor to her. The appointed time has come." Psalm 102, verse 13. The appointed time is now. Why should we support Israel? If we are to correctly understand heavenly signs and wonders, it's imperative we grasp the full scope of Scripture and history. The following are five biblical reasons why Christians should be grateful to and show support for the nation of Israel and the Jewish people. 1. God promises to bless those who bless Israel. "I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you." Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. This is God's pledge to Abraham and the Jewish people for all generations to come. God has promised to bless nations, churches, and individuals who do practical acts of kindness to bless Israel and the Jewish people. Biblical evidence of God's promised blessing is found in Luke chapter 7, where a Roman centurion who had a sick servant wanted the rabbi from Nazareth to come into his home and heal his servant. Jesus was an observant Jew, yet he would have to break the laws of Moses to enter the house of a Gentile who was considered unclean. The centurion, commander of 100 soldiers, sent the Jewish elders to intercept Jesus. The elders begged Jesus earnestly, saying that the Roman centurion request was deserving of Jesus' healing, for he loves our nation and has built us a synagogue. Luke chapter 7, verse 5. Jesus healed the sick servant because a Gentile had performed a practical act of kindness to bless Israel and the Jewish people. The Bible further supports God's blessing on those who bless Israel with the evidence of Cornelius. Why were Cornelius and his household the first Gentiles to hear the gospel and to receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit? The answer is found in Acts chapter 10, verse 22, which describes Cornelius the centurion as a just man, one who fears God, and has a good reputation among all the nation of the Jews. God performed a miracle to motivate the Apostle Peter to go to the house of this unclean Gentile. Peter had a vision of a sheet, a prayer shawl, filled with unclean animals, Gentiles, and God commanded him not to call unclean what God had pronounced as clean. Acts chapter 10, verses 9 through 16. Peter obeyed the message of the vision and went, against religious tradition, to the house of a Gentile to present the gospel. When Peter shared the gospel with the household of Cornelius, they all received salvation and were filled with the Holy Spirit. And then Peter commanded them to be baptized in water. Acts chapter 10, verses 44 through 45.